This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On Thursday's Traveling the Bluegrass show, we met Maurice Hurd, who raises hogs in Logan, Warren, and Butler counties. As we continue our discussion with Mr. Hurd, one might wonder why he and his family would build a new swine finishing facility this year.
I've got grandsons. I hope this building here has got all stainless steel doors, all the bolts and everything, and it's stainless steel, so the hog manure is not going to rust it out. Everything's stainless steel.
Hurd says the hogs that grow from 6 weeks of age to market weight in about 5 months are fed grain that's raised on their farm.
Well, we produce all the grain and everything here. We sell our beans and we haul the beans off and then we'll haul a load of bean meal back. We get a load of bean meal every 2 days. Every 2 days we use a load of bean meal. They grind about 90 ton a day.
He adds the facility is built to allow each pig to have plenty of space inside the pens.
Right now they'll be about 6 weeks old. They go in the pens. Be 140 to the pen. Usually end up about 8 square feet per pig is what they end up with.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Maximize your yields with powerful plant health products from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Our local experts are ready to create your custom crop protection and nutrition solution from the widest selection of products, including our lineup of Loveland products, to get you the best return on investment. We're leading the field with growers who want it all. Connect with your local crop consultant or head to your nearest retail location.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Swine farmer Maurice Hurd says one of the biggest challenges on their farm is finding workers.
Right now, we've got all Mexican help, most of it. And the worst thing I had to do and to learn is tell them and show them what I wanted done and walk away from them. And I wasn't accustomed to operating that way. But that's the way they do the best job, is get out of their way.
He had seen the changes in the swine industry and farming in Kentucky during his lifetime and career has been interesting.
It has really changed over the years. If it was to change in the next 50 years as much as it has in the last 50 years, it's unreal.
In addition to the swine operation row crops, Hurd says they also have a 1,000 head cattle herd on their farms. He and his wife have been married for 55 years. Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.